T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Larry and John.
So I get this right, Pat. You're going to be comfortable up in the booth and protected, and Larry's going to be on the sidelines. What's the weather going to be like down there, Larry?
There's a 90% chance of rain. They're expecting a half inch to an inch of rain through the day, and falling temperatures. It'll be in the mid-30s by game's end.
Just perfect.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for Larry. He thrives. He thrives in adversity.
Yeah, that's right. If that was coach speak, we embrace it. It's the same for both teams. The same sideline reporter. In fact, Kevin Harlan's daughter is on the sidelines there. So we'll have to face that adversity together. Yes.
Well, yeah, the only difference is Virginia Tech puts her in a bubble on the sidelines, so she's protected from the elements. We put Larry out there in the open.
Well, and let's not forget, the sidelines can be a really dangerous place. Did you guys see that poor woman get run over in the Alabama game last weekend, where she was on the sidelines taking pictures and just got flattened by a wide receiver going out of bounds?
That's right, Pat. You have to have your head on a swivel, make sure you're paying attention. I'll tell you what's annoying.
Watch out for flying turkeys.
Yes, down at Virginia Tech. First of all, the stands are right up on the field, so you're right there with the fans behind you.
You mean they can hear what you're saying, Larry?
When the opposing offense is on third down, there's this giant turkey noise.
Is there really?
Yes. It's
Larry, I think you should wear an Elmer Fudd hunting hat.
I like that, Pat.
Pat, that would be hilarious.
I like the way you think.
Yeah, we could do a little video series on it.
Well, let's talk about this game. Is it too much to overstate that this could be the signature game of the season for the Pitt Panthers?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, 2-7-3 teams with some history. Obviously, these teams have played classics every year. Last year was an anomaly in Heinz Field. That was a pretty decimated Virginia Tech team. But last time Pitt was in Blacksburg, they got stuffed at the end of the game, the end of regulation at the 1 yard line 4 times, and weren't able to come out of there with a win. That was Kenny Pickett's kind of first half as a starter. So I think this game has obviously a lot riding on it. The team that wins will have a chance to win the division. And Virginia Tech's sending Bud Foster out, their defensive coordinator, for a long time, his last home game. So there's emotion. The standings are on the line, and it's a going to be a classic November football game.
Pat, how well equipped are the Panthers to play in those kind of weather conditions? And I know both teams play in the same weather conditions, but you know the Pitt Panthers. How well are they equipped to be able to handle that?
I think if you look at their if you look at the box scores, I mean, this is a team that relies on its defense. I think that bodes well. This defense is playing at an extremely high level. They're top 2 in the conference in most statistical categories, next to Clemson, which is something to be pretty proud of. So I think, you know, when you play low-scoring games like Pitt traditionally has, you protect the ball on offense, which they've done a better job of, or did a better job of against Carolina last Thursday. I think this is the type of game that they thrive in. But again, Virginia Tech's the same way. I mean, they've run the ball well. Their defense is playing better. So it's kind of strength on strength. It'll be a really interesting game.
And what's amazing is, in spite of the quality of play in the ACC, Pitt had both the offensive and defensive player of the week in the conference. Kenny Pickett, the quarterback, who had a sensational day, 359 yards passing, rushed for 53, 2 touchdowns rushing, 1 with his arm, a 74-yard bomb to Shockey Jacques-Louis. And then on the other side, on defense, Jalen Twyman, with his performance, was the defensive player. It's rare to have one team with guys on both sides of that designation.
Yeah, I think it's a tribute, obviously, to how both those young men played. And Kenny really is his first big day, since the Penn State game. He's been solid all year, but It was good to see him run the ball. You know, interesting stat I got from Chris Peek from Panther Lane. You know, Pitt is 6-0 with Kenny Pickett as a starting quarterback when he rushes for more than 40 yards. He rushed for 57, I think, and 2 touchdowns. So that'll be another key thing to watch against Virginia Tech is can Kenny Pickett use his feet, especially in bad conditions, to be an equalizer.
I know you guys are flying out of here this afternoon. Can't you talk to Coach Narduzzi and have the team stick around for light-up night before you head out?
Yeah, you know what? I think they're looking to light up the day tomorrow. So
yes, it'll be a
well played, Pat.
hopefully a continuation.
Yeah, it'll be. Hopefully, you can bring those lights from Pittsburgh. So they got a routine. You know how coaches are, man. They're 1 minute after 3 o'clock. If we haven't gotten wheels off the ground, Coach Narduzzi's breaking out in hives.
Yeah, they like things in order and on time. 3:30 is kickoff tomorrow afternoon. From Blacksburg, Virginia, Virginia Tech and the Pitt Panthers. I'll see you on the charter, Mr. Bostic.
Larry, I'll see you on the charter. Hey, have fun lighting the tree up tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.